In Germany, since the late 1950s, young men have been required to serve 6 months in the military or do community service. The German government recently decided to suspend the draft, and few Germans expect it will ever return. And that's causing anxiety at hospitals, retirement homes, and nonprofits. They have benefited from free labor from the many young men who chose the community service option. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Berlin.
The Catholic Charity Community Center in Via, in the eastern Berlin district of Karlshorst, provides services for troubled kids, women in need, and especially for senior citizens. It offers a warm, comfortable place for a meal and a bit of company. Eva Sieberts is the center's manager.
To meet other people, that's the important point. They meet each other. That's the reason why they come. They don't want to have the dinner lonely in their homes.
To run this place, like hundreds of charities across Germany, Sieberts relies on military conscripts who opt for six-month volunteer community service instead of joining the army. 20-year-old Martin Hoon is one of them. Like his father and grandfather before him, he was called up for the draft upon leaving school. But instead of donning a uniform, heavy boots, and a rifle, Hoon these days mans a washing machine and dishwasher.
Meine Aufgaben sind waschen, putzen, in der Küche helfen.
My tasks include washing, cleaning, helping out in the kitchen, preparing and serving breakfast for our guests. Also cleaning up the rooms, making the beds. So pretty much everything.
Hoon is among a 90,000-strong army of conscientious objectors whose free labor helps keep Germany's charities running. But this month, Chancellor Angela Merkel and her cabinet agreed to suspend military conscription next summer. The very last draft in Germany will take place January 3rd. The plan says only in a national defense emergency will conscription be reactivated. Defense Minister Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg, whose conservative CSU party has traditionally favored the draft, called it a truly historic decision. Prompted by pressure to cut billions from the defense budget, the decision to effectively end the draft, a legacy of post-war denazification, marks a new chapter in Germany's military history. The military now continues its transformation from a Cold War-era people's army to a professional force. But many charities don't know now how they'll make it without the free labor from conscripts, known colloquially as ZIVIs. Manager Sieberts.
If we don't have ZIVIs anymore, so we have to pay for this. And I'm not sure why we can manage it.
The government plans to offer young people the opportunity for a 12 to 23-month tour doing social service work, but that's purely voluntary, and details have yet to be worked out. Sieberts simply doesn't believe she'll be able to find sufficient volunteers willing to do the grunt work her conscripted laborers have done for years.
We can't set up volunteers to make the dishes or to clean up the rooms. And so that's not the thing they want to do, and that's not the thing we want them to do.
Germany's federal family minister, Christina Schroeder, admits the new volunteer plan may only partially compensate for the loss of 90,000 helping hands. The new plan, even if all goes well, will still leave a shortage of about 60,000 volunteers in old folks' homes, hospitals, and shelters across the country. Even conscript Hoon, who insists enthusiastically his time in the kitchen has been fun and useful for a future business career, is skeptical of the government's plan to introduce a purely voluntary program.
Von daher ist es für solche Einrichtungen sehr schade.
Without us, the conscripts, these institutions will run into real problems. They simply don't have the funds to hire enough replacements.
Meantime, universities here are also deeply worried. The German Dean's Association predicts a massive influx of some 40,000 more applications starting next fall, when 18 to 20-year-old males are no longer drafted into the military and no longer obliged to volunteer in Germany's social service sector. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.